2026, and we're here for our Kearns Community Committee meeting. Do you have extras? Does anybody want an agenda? I have a few extras if anybody wants one. Thank you. See if anybody wants one. Yeah. The agenda's pretty cut and dry today because we have a big event coming. Anyway, are we all here? Are we missing one?
I just got a text from Joanna said she isn't going to be able to make it.
Okay.
But I haven't heard anything.
And Jose? Have we heard from Jose?
I haven't heard word.
Okay. But everyone else is here. Do you want me to say the names who are here?
I appreciate it, yeah. If you'll mind.
Okay, I'm the chair. My name is Sue Willis. The vice chair is Michael Coonrad. We have Joel Trujillo, Edward Aguirre.
Thank you.
I said it right? Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, right?
Yeah. Bridget McQueen, Jerry Wellman, and Paula Larson.
And then who are the two that were
The two that are not here is Joanna Medina. And she said she couldn't come, so she's excused, absent. And then Jose Cuenco. Thank you. All right, we don't have anything for the consent agenda this time. We are going to gather up all of our minutes that we need to go over for our next meeting. But for today, we don't have any. And I would invite anybody from the public who would like to have 2 minutes to make any comments. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to say anything?
Nobody.
This is great. All right. I had the chief down, but he's not here. Did the police have anything to say? Do you have anything you want? Is there anything you want to report to us?
You want me to stand up like chief?
Yeah. I would love that. Yes.
You could come to the podium.
And this is Officer Angie Oldham. With UPD. Detective, thank you. Thank you. Detective Angie Oldham with UPD.
I don't have any coins, but I do have some mints. You're doing amazing. Thank you.
I have some mints.
I have mints right here. So I was wondering if you guys were able to get a hold of Big Lots Property Management to make sure that is reserved.
How do we get a hold of it? Does anybody know? Do you know who we talked to, Paula?
Isaac Finley.
Isaac.
Yep.
Do you have his contact? Have you talked to him yet, Paula, by chance, or do you want me to contact him?
I haven't talked to him.
Do you want me to contact him?
If you tell me if you want me to, I will.
I would love it if you would, because you already have the contact information. I apologize. That was mentioned to me before.
Well,
I apologize.
So I know that 801, venue 801 is going to be, has a good part in this.
Right.
So I don't know if some of their folks are going to want to be parking right there, but we use the
right.
Majority of that parking
right.
Lot. So we need to get permission quick.
Okay.
We've got three officers stationed at 54th and 40th West, one to stop westbound traffic, and two to make sure that there's no parking in the Big Lots.
All right.
Side.
Okay.
So we've got everything pretty much ready to go. We're waiting for Saturday. So
on the parking,
yeah.
I did tell Kearns Improvement, because a lot of times they have their people park there in the Big Lots parking, and they shuttle them back and forth.
And that's okay.
Well, no, I told them that's not okay. But I got permission from Zach at Tenacity Karate to use his parking.
Oh, that's good.
So
that would be wonderful.
So
yeah,
we got permission to use his parking and over in Andy's, because Andy's is
empty.
Anyway.
Yeah.
If they could just go this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah. Good. And so I told them to use that. So that's clear and ready.
Good. Okay.
Do you need to take that off?
Yeah, we're gonna take that off once we get permission from Isaac. Comes every year. He's been really good with us every single year. So
okay.
This year is even
right.
Better.
Okay.
And then we are having a briefing for all of our officers and crossing guards at the precinct Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Do a quick little, hey, how are you? This is what we're doing for some of the newer folks. And then Kirk and I and my two sons will be driving down 54th with the cone trailer, dropping cones off to areas that need extra ones.
Okay.
Okay. I can send you guys our parade off that just shows where everyone is and what we're going to do.
I already have it.
You already have it, so you'll share it? I have an updated one, because I put everyone's names in there.
Yeah, mine doesn't have names on it.
And so I'm Jenny with our crossing guards. She was able to get all of her crossing guards on board, and I put their names at what station they're going to be at. So Kirk and I will be in the golf cart. Kirk is going to be in the side-by-side per chief's request. Kirk and his wife Jerry are going to be in the parade with the side-by-side.
Good. Thank you.
And we have, I believe, 6 motors, 1 canine and the rest of our stuff in the parade. And then up at the event for the evening, we'll be all there.
Yay.
So
we're excited. And you're going to have the train?
Yes.
I keep asking about the train. Okay. Because that was such a big hit.
That's why we needed that whole
Yes.
Is so that way the train has space.
So will we not, us council members, will not be able to park up there at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's okay.
Because with our negotiation.
That's okay.
Van and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we'd like to be able to.
Yeah, have room.
Out a little bit. Maybe even have the drone up. Mm-hmm. Do a little demonstration that way.
Yeah.
Have the dog out, let him play for a minute.
Yeah. That sounds wonderful.
Not by the petting zoo, though. He doesn't want to have him eat the little piggies because those were really cute. About getting one. Any other questions, comments, or concerns?
I don't think so. Anybody have anything?
When you talk to Isaac, will you just let me know? And then that way I'll go get another roll of police tape.
We have like 3 rolls of brand new caution tape if you need it.
Our safe police light is not crossed.
I want the one that says crime scene.
Ours is cool.
And then do a chalk outline somewhere, you know, scare them off.
I think it should have dead body.
I know, see?
Yeah. No, ours is just plain old.
You're not volunteering, right? All right. No other comments or concerns. If something does pop up from now, yes.
We'll be able to take our truck and trailer up there, right, to unload.
To unload,
oh, yeah, to
and
unload,
then we'll move
sure.
it.
Yeah, and then we'll be up there at about between 3:30 and 4 o'clock to help everyone start setting up and direct our stuff everywhere. Or if you guys need us there sooner, let us know. We can be there sooner.
Right now that sounds good. Right now it sounds good. If we change our mind, you know, we're still trying to figure this out. So,
but if something else pops up from now until Friday night, Saturday morning, just give us a call. We will not be closing down any streets for the marathon. And just so everybody knows that, they're going through the neighborhoods and stuff, so that has nothing to do with Kirk or I.
Okay.
So we are going to be busy getting road shit now.
Okay.
I have a rough draft of the parade. Do you want the rough draft, or would you rather wait for the final?
I want the final.
Okay.
Super excited.
About the work that's going on out here in the parking
lot. Oh, yeah. Is that moved yet?
No, it hasn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Do we have they said when that's going to be moved?
I think we're getting all the gravel that they have there, right?
They said I just know they're working out there doing like a, not zero escape, but the same stuff that they're doing on the parking lot.
Especially where you turn in to come in the old.
Because it's in the parking lot where the food trucks are going to be parked.
I know.
Kirk and I
the entrance is blocked off. So.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go
they know about it, so. I mean, they know about Saturday, so.
Yeah, and they know that they're letting us use the
first two rows,
yeah, which is where the stuff is, isn't it?
It's where the dirt's piled.
Yeah.
If we can't get in there, we'll move other things.
Go. Yeah. We'll just move back. That's what I was going to say. We'll just move back to.
Yeah.
Todd knows about it.
Okay. It'll be a better for
mine,
anyway. Go over the
dirt pile. There you go. Yeah, that makes me
I'm
nervous.
I'm writing that down. Detective Oldham.
Thank you. All right. Next up is Maddie, Madison Warner. And we're so happy you're here.
Go to the podium.
Okay.
See you guys all again. So I'm here to get some information gathered for the event action plan like I presented on a month or two ago, I can't remember. Usually I like to do this the last, 2 weeks before the event, not the week of, so I apologize. We have some staff changes, but normally I do this a little sooner. So if any of this is rushed, I apologize. That is on our side. So I largely have the core pieces of the plan from UPD, UFA, got weather stuff planned out. So what I need from you guys is, has anyone here, have you guys broken up this event by like section lead? So is somebody in this group over the parade, over the like evening event, fireworks stuff?
The city is over the fireworks, I can tell you that.
is there like a person, like a name?
Yes.
That would help, yeah.
For the fireworks.
For the fireworks. For the drone show.
For the drone.
Are you talking about who's
so
doing it?
For the drone show, we have
Atlantis
Nate,
and
Mortensen.
Yeah, Nate Mortensen.
So I'd just be like, if there was an issue or a question, who is like the core contact? Yeah. But we'll put Lance
here,
there as well.
In the, over the city, that would be Jesse, Mayor Jesse Valdez.
Okay, so he'll be on there as well, then we'll add Atlantis.
Yeah.
You have Nate Mortensen as the drone.
I don't know anything. They send us
just the drones.
Did Jesse send someone?
The problem with these, they're so thin.
Yeah.
Oh, there I am.
I know on Jesse's. That's what she put
back. Oh, okay. I just had to play it. Okay. That's, I know. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to keep up with the emails. It's been interesting. It's, I have it. I can give you this, actually.
If you want to email it,
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, any and all maps that you have. So I have UPD's parade map, but if you have a map of the vendor layout, so I know that the improvement district is doing the 5K. Have they done the entirety of that? Do you guys have like a map for that, or are any of you over that?
I can open to that.
I have a map, but you want to take a look right
now. No, but for the 5K route.
Do you want to contact for all of that?
Yeah, that would be great.
I think there's a
Karen left. But yeah, it's up in the
neighborhood.
I
have
never
passed
for
5K. Okay. Right, yeah.
Parade is us. That's fine.
And then if you could get me the list of what vendors you're going to have, so the map of where people will be, but also like the name of the company and again the contact
account. I can do that. Yeah. Well, we know the area. We don't know what building we're going to go in. Basically, so that night, basically. I mean, we have an. We know what area they're going to be in.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We do know what area they're going to be in.
It's not going to be like this guy's in 12.
Yeah. We don't have them assigned specifically, but we do have an area for them, and I can give you the list. Yeah. Yes. But I can send you over the list.
That might change depending on what the amount of dirt and all that.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's fair. And I totally understand if it were to be.
Is it like this one?
Very fluid.
Yeah.
All right, and then same with porta potties and trash. I don't know if the trash
is Wasatch Waste Management, and the porta potties and hand wash stations is Honey Bucket.
Yeah.
Okay. If you do have a contact, and I'll
I can send you that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing that I need would be, so if there was an event where I needed to do like a shelter in place, so if there was severe weather that came in. So obviously we have kind of the carport look with that, but that will not be suitable if there is lightning that comes in. So I'm happy to help with this. Obviously we have the oval and this site, but I wanted to check with you guys before I started reaching out if you knew if one site or the other would be better, or if you have a contact in either, because I know that they're both probably going to be closed after hours.
Okay. Yeah, he has keys for here. And they are having a event, like a skating event at the Oval.
So this site might be better.
So
we'll just leave that as you guys wish have access.
And that we have someone that has keys. And you'll have them that night. Okay. I know. Make sure you mark them. Thank you.
For any of the things that we missed. And then, so this will go out your Thursday evening, your first day to Friday.
Okay.
Send it to you and distribute to your team. If anyone sees anything that needs to be adjusted or added, please let me know. And then it'll be like the finalized distribution.
Okay.
Hopefully Friday evening.
Okay.
And again, if you want to send it to your vendors and anybody that's going to be on site that might need, you know, emergency information. Particularly, one thing we want to keep an eye on is it's supposed to get to 101 on Saturday again. So just be aware of the heat and everyone make sure we're keeping an eye out for that.
Yeah.
UFA will have EMTs full.
Yeah, we have the EMTs. We have a water truck.
We have a big 2,000-gallon water
truck. Yeah, a water truck, and I've got cups.
It's potable water.
We also will have a cooling station. We've got, I think, total of 3 misters. We'll need 2 at the cooling station, and 1 needs to be at the, probably RYOB at the, for the performers. We're going to have 1 for a performer, you know, like a little tent for performers to cool off. Anyway, so we've worked on that, yeah.
Real hot, so stay safe, especially
Ron,
who's going to be working it the whole day.
Yeah.
Here's one like this.
Short,
a little. Did you guys see that?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we made it in plenty of time for you. Yeah, woo! All right, so the next thing on our list is we're going to talk about the hometown parade. We just need to talk about whatever details we need. Do we have a list of all the entries?
I have a list of entries. I want to emphasize it is not finalized.
How many do we have so far?
We have actual entries, 34.
Oh, good.
Because I don't count politicians. And there's 4 or 5 people that are the groups that are the staple of the parade that I don't count. So I think 34. So that is that list will probably change between now and Friday. That's why it says draft. Please don't send it out to the public.
No.
That's kind of where everything stands.
Okay.
I don't expect it to change much, but that's the lineup.
Like, is there a copy I can obtain? I tried to get your Google Doc, but cool. It asked for permission, and I haven't been granted.
You have any extras down there?
Yes.
Did we have the car or truck people sign up this year?
So we have some there. Is that the Salt Valley Diesels?
Yeah. They, like, always say they need 20 vehicles.
Spots.
They're on the list. They've emailed me, I bet, 25 times.
Salt Valley Diesel, yeah.
They want to be in it. I've sent them entry form after entry form. I find, and then I never hear anything, and a few days later, they email me again. And so I put them on the list, and I put lots of trucks.
So Salt Valley Diesel 51. They haven't said how many.
No, they. I bet they show up.
Okay, well, might need to just ask them one more last time and say.
Every time I email them, I hear nothing back, and then 2 days later, they email me with the same question. So.
Probably going to our scan for.
And then where? Because I have three different emails I use for them.
Oh no, there we are.
Yeah,
okay.
I do. I've been hitting all three of them. But Edward, I will ask. I will email them again.
Worst case scenario, I just put them in the very back.
I've tried to be very careful on what people said they are bringing, as far as vehicles, trailers, trucks, walkers.
Walkers. I always think of walkers.
Oh.
I'm like, they should be walking. Yeah, true.
And I just put I put the city and the KCC down as.
How many people are going to ride
a truck and a very long trailer?
And actually, I have a picture of it. I have a different trailer because I've been stressing about building the railing. I actually have something better. But it won't hold quite.
Put
no, that's fine. It's still a trailer. It's still a truck and trailer.
Okay. So I don't need to change that.
No.
Also, Edward.
What?
Where it says Kearns High School Latinos in Action.
How's that for a trailer?
The football teams after that. That's all the football teams.
They're all going to go together?
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
the sides on it.
No, it'll have sides.
Yeah.
It'll have the sides.
The
coach all swing stand
for
up.
The
yes. Yeah.
Football is also working with the Latinos in Action.
For us. Oh,
so
okay.
He wanted those together.
We're
going to
get there
Saturday. Yeah. And then all of the football team. And I did, yeah. And Joel, you're actually number three now.
Uh-huh.
You saw that, I'm sure.
And anyway, how many are going to ride down? Lindsay, do you know how many people in your... I know, Jesse, you're going to ride.
Me and Jesse were planning on
walking. That's fine.
Okay.
And I'm glad because I'd rather you guys throw the candy,
yes.
One on each side, and then we can throw... I bought the little squishy balls.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And those throw farther. Where the candy, it doesn't go
closer
for me.
Anyway.
I try really hard to go, and I'm like, really?
Very strategic with the candy throwing.
Yes.
So, as far as I know, it was me and Jesse were planning on.
Do you have something to carry, like a bag? Oh, we could use. We could use.
Bag.
I did buy. Anyway, we'll figure it out.
Be an issue, but just make sure we bring our own bag.
Yeah.
Not, like a good idea. Excellent.
Because I have 40 pounds of taffy to throw.
Well, and they could come to the trailer.
That's a
and
pretty good.
Oh yeah, you can reload. Yeah. Yeah, so that's not a huge bag, just whatever, you know.
I was just talking with Patrick. I think it was
57 total.
Good. Yeah.
And then I haven't heard
we had 65 total last year.
That's not bad.
Okay. And then how I know you're driving your car. And Edward, would you drive? I think I need someone to drive the truck. Are you willing to drive the truck?
I'm staying at the top.
Oh, garbage.
But you're not going to go down the parade at all?
No.
You won't drive the truck?
Will
you drive the truck? Well, I need somebody to drive the truck that's still in the trailer. And actually, we're getting it's juniors.
They're switching
juniors.
Oh,
yeah.
Switch truck. Okay.
Well, that's what she said. You want to use your truck, or is that what you're asking? Use his truck for the trailer, the junior's trailer, or is it it's all?
They offered us the truck and trailer, so.
I've never driven the truck.
That part going down
there. Yeah.
So who's trailer?
Juniors. It's juniors. His dad built that last year, built the frame around it, because they were going to build one that they had, because he was like, well, I can do that this week, because I was stressing. I'm like, I can't build it that morning, you know, I was supposed to get the supplies and build it that morning. Anyway, okay, is that okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, I could drive it, because I'll hate it. Okay, Edward, you're not going down the parade at all, are you?
No.
And that's okay, that's okay. And then Bridget, you're riding down, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And Michael, okay, we're good. Jerry,
what
you'll
time?
Ride, won't you?
Yeah. What
Kay.
Time are we going to be there? What time do you want us at the school?
We should be there at or before 7. Because they
eight.
Start coming. Yeah, they start. Isn't that right? Because they start
I think, well, think that Edward said 7.
So be at the parking lot at 7 in our shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, Bridget, can you get this to Xavier by chance?
That morning, maybe, when he gets there. I won't see him.
Oh, okay. We'll just give it to him before.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Is the truck and trailer Levi's?
Yes.
I'm gonna email Levi, because originally we were gonna use Levi's, but Junior. But I've been stressing about, because I had to build the railing that morning, and I'm a girl. I could do it. I swear
that
I can. But I would need help, and I was freaking out about it. And Junior goes, oh, well, I have something you can use. My dad will build the thing. And then he sent me this today, and it's actually one that was built last year. It's a trailer. It's not as big, but it's plenty of room for who we have. So I will text Levi. Right. I don't, which will help him, because then he doesn't have to get that for me. But I'll text him. But I still need some bales of hay, but I won't need as much. I'll text him tonight, though. Thank you.
What'd you say?
Can people in the back of the truck too, right?
Yeah, we can. Yeah. All right. Anything else on the parade? Anybody have any questions? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not time to show up.
Yeah, we need to be there at or before 7, because the people are instructed to be there between 7 and 8 to line up.
Yeah, we start doing the chalking right at 7.
Okay. And then who's doing the Edward and Joel usually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I do have a porta potty lined up to be at the cement, barrier between the two parking lots. So that should be there.
That's what you're like, block it off and let people come in, right?
If yeah. Bridget and I will do the judging, and I'm working on the award certificates. Is there anything else you can think of, Paula? What else? What am I missing?
Can I ask what parking lot?
It's the main parking lot right across the street from, at the light. Yeah, it's the light. You pull in there. Yeah. Yes. No, that's a good question.
But if you want to park your car there, then you're getting out, and you'll park in the range. I'm just going to ride my bike.
You're so cute. I love it. I love that.
Yeah, we let people come in if they're dropping people off, but if they're actually parking,
they have to be in the driving range.
They have to park in the driving range side.
Gotcha.
Perfect. And we'll have our trailer. We've always had it parked on the,
right, the
street.
Entryway.
Right. The entryway. I'll have them park it right there.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a banner made one way or another. I'm in the process of working on that. I also have some little fringe to hang around it. Put that on that morning. So, or maybe I'll do it before. Anyway. All right. Anything else for the parade?
I think that was all of my questions.
And then the next one is the hometown celebration. I apologize. I was going to say, are you guys going to help volunteer?
We are.
I want you all so excited. Yeah, from the Point Church.
We have missed you.
I know. That's what I told them. I said, we've missed you guys.
Thanks.
I love it. I'm so happy. I apologize.
So, just so you all know, Aching has moved to New York.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Tell her we miss her, though. I'm sure you still talk to her. We sure loved her, and we love the Point Church, and we're so excited you guys are here and going to help with volunteers. Do you want to help with do we need help with the parade? I mean, we always need help. I don't know if you want to come help at the parade or just come that night. We'll definitely need help that night.
I think that night is when we're most available.
That's what we need, and that's what we need the most. So that's perfect. At first, I was like, maybe they can come help me build that railing, but I don't need that now. So, thank you. we're good now. I was just stressing about that trailer, but I think we're okay. But thank you. So the next item of business is the hometown celebration, which is our biggest event. And we've talked
to our booth. You want a puppy?
The booth.
Our booth. Oh, yes.
That came in before Mary Dean's list.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
And as far as I know, that's it. So.
Okay. And did you add Jacinda? You got her? Okay. Thank you.
And Miranda's on the other list.
And I told Jacinda, I said, if you guys want to be together, she wants to be next to you, I said, show up together.
This is Mary Dean.
I know.
I had no idea.
Okay. She's so cute. I know. She goes, yeah, she goes, I want to be by Miranda. I said, well, just work it out so you guys show up together, and then we'll make sure you're together. That's the best way to do it, if that's okay.
Now remember, this is just our list because Mary Jane has a list.
Yeah.
There's no food ones on there.
Right.
Well, there's one. But I mean,
and I will make sure I'll email you guys the final list. I mean,
yeah,
it'll be this. And then, yeah. And I actually had it in here, and I didn't know it. I'm just losing my mind. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. That's working out. It's getting better. No, it's getting better. We're getting that worked out. That's been a nightmare. Anyway.
Yeah, we have a lot when there's an election year. We
have a lot. Now that you said that, too bad.
So as far as the, I guess I need somebody. And Joe, I think you did it last year. Was kind of in charge when the food trucks came and kind of showed them where to go. Do you mind doing that?
I'm not sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Especially if there's trucks over there, depending on where we're going to put them. But
yeah, might have to put them all.
That's if they're not, I say if those first two rows aren't. No, well,
push them back.
Yeah, I say because we have. I have confirmation. Yeah.
For
I know. I love that. Wow. I was like, yeah, that's like did, good
did,
answer.
We did that, and we had to take the sign down.
That's so. True. We did too.
So that kind of didn't help us there.
Yeah. Is that a sign? Anyway,
Well, this whole world is clear.
Okay, so anyway, Joel, if you don't mind doing that, and then Michael, you were last year. You were kind of in charge of the
Vegas.
This is
the
vendors,
and it'll be retail,
right?
Yeah.
For hometown night, Friends Improvement would like to be by their. They have their big float that they bring in like last year. Have their booth by them plus the water truck. So I'm assuming we're going to park both of those right on the edge. Like
that's what you need to.
So they're like right by the fire kind of zone. Right
So they and then you.
Is that on Ed Main?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
oh,
the only ones that get to park.
Okay.
They just park that big truck. Right
yeah. Okay.
But then we also
the
have
other
the
one is UFA, but they come and go, so we have to.
So would they?
They were like here.
Like, yes, show me.
Like up here?
Where they were
so they
oh,
were
that's
like
perfect.
Up here, and then like the fire department was also kind of
okay.
Like right there.
Okay, well, that's perfect. Because I was trying to figure out where the water was going to be. That's perfect. That's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks to Kern's Improvement for the water truck.
I know. I love that. That's a huge help. And I have 1,800 cups in the back of my car right now. I picked up it. Anyway. Let's see. And I'll send this map out to you guys. I apologize I didn't email this out, the packet. But it's the same one that's online. It's a packet for somebody. Anyway, I'll send out the map. And it shows like where everything's laid out. Now, the vendors, we were talking about doing the retail vendors would be at this end, and then the non-retail down here, like where we are, because we're going to be over here, aren't we? Like the petting zoo is right here. And last time we were kind of right here.
68 vendors.
Is that of the retail vendors?
Retail vendors, we have 13.
And what are they? Okay.
That's just retail. That's no food at all.
Okay, yeah.
So we have 9 food trucks, 13 retail vendors, 14 food vendors, 18 info booths, 13 political, and 1 fundraiser. And that's after the 3 that you guys sent me this morning. It's not that one.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know about those other ones that Jessica from the health department sent over that weren't licensed.
Yeah, because they have to be approved.
They're in their
first.
Count.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They get it figured out before.
Yeah. Sorry. Say it again. 9 food.
We have 9 food trucks, 13 retail vendors, 14 food vendors, 18 info booths.
Okay.
Political booth 13, 1 fundraiser.
Okay.
68. That's as of 11 o'clock today.
How many do we have? Food trucks?
9. Food trucks, 9.
And you took the one off, I told you, the Latin truck?
Yeah, that's minus the one. We had 10.
And
14 that don't actually.
North Pole is. They're not sure if, they're still, do you have them on the list?
I still haven't counted.
Okay, We won't know until probably
until
Friday.
I know for absolutely sure.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, they're up here. Oh, okay. Can we park there? Oh, why not? Okay.
I think we're all going to go broke.
Oh, seriously, I know.
Because I'm going to have to try
all of them. I know. Okay, so we'll have the water tank here. Water tank.
She's not even licensed.
No.
Yeah, it's the biggest thing with the winners is just...
I don't know what
because, like, last year, we had... Because, like, I was thinking the retail would be over here, the non-retail.
That was the...
Anyway.
I wanted to say farm.
Yeah, but the petting zoo, so the blow-ups will be here. No, yeah, but this time we're going to do blow-ups here. Yeah, reverse those two. Because the petting zoo kind of got lost. And then we should have the retail vendors over here. And then, you know, we had vendors going all the way around here. Like, we were up here at the bottom of this.
Well, because I put them in two rows.
Okay.
So then they were, like, facing each other. Just
okay.
All the way down the thing. Okay. Because I don't think we started. I don't think we went past the... Skateboard
okay, and then we can put the retail vendors down here, and then back here there's going to be some. So they can't, the retail vendors can't be right here.
But again, it's all the bureaucracy.
Graffiti artists working back here.
Oh, okay.
Doing some artwork.
Yeah, as long as everybody gets a spot.
Okay.
No one's blocking.
So that's all. They just can't be right up against here. We just need this available, but we've got this whole field, so I say we, you know, kind of, if we can do them in a, I don't know, rows if you want, horseshoe.
Yeah, horseshoe, yeah.
Okay.
So I can plan on
it. Yeah. And then where are we going to put, Kona?
Home and rest and
come back.
Yeah. People start saying,
where was Kona Ice last year? Oh, they were at the end of the, food trucks, weren't they?
They were at the end of the food
trucks. So that's when we started doing the horseshoe thing.
Gotcha. That worked out okay, didn't it?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't hear they were fine with it. And
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, and we will have a stage. The stage is going to be set up with the back of the stage up against the skate park, and then there will be a seating area right here with tables and chairs. Let's see, is there anything else? Anyway, fireworks go there. Yeah. Yeah. The car shows up here. We'll have a set. Yeah, possibly food trucks. That's true. There would be room, actually.
I was thinking
because I'm
there
like
would
the,
be room.
Because they didn't fill that whole parking lot last year.
No, and we're going to have less this year. Because we have less cars.
That's actually
not a bad idea.
That's actually my head or my set about this already.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Anybody else have any? Okay, sorry. Setup time, we said 4. Is that early enough? I know some people asked about 3:30 if they could come at 3:30.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. With, yeah.
Yeah.
And did they ever give a reason why they wanted to come earlier?
They just wanted to come set up earlier to make sure they were ready to go by 5. But I told her no one would be there, and they cannot be here without one of us being there.
Right.
And they said, oh, okay, then.
Okay. Okay. And then how many canopies do we have? I mean, because we'll need one.
Two. Three. We have 2 of ours and 1 white one.
Okay. And do any of them have sides?
Yeah, all the sides are on them.
Mm-hmm. Is there just one side?
Oh, the
reason I'm asking is we need one. We need a one pop-up canopy thing that has at least, you know, a couple, if it had 2 sides, it'd be nice. 3 would be better for the artists that are coming so that we have the cooling area for them.
Well, they bring their own stuff, the artists.
I don't...
Entertainers, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they have...
Sorry, entertainers.
But ours, have the back.
But we do need one. I do need
and
one.
And then... I think the white one has...
They have, like, a rider? Is there something that's going
it
on?
It does. The right. I think the... white one has sides you can put on it.
Okay. Oh, I think it does too. Because we used it at Christmas at 54.
Well, yes.
That's what we need. Yes.
Because it protects
the fire.
Yes.
Recording.
Yeah. That's
the PA system. Like the fireplace?
Oh,
that's the only backdrop
I know. And I know we have a tote up there that says canopy sides.
Yeah, we need that.
Because
we'll need that, and I'm assuming by the stage. Anyway, we'll have to have one, the one that has the sides, you know, somewhere near the stage, set up, and then we'll have I figured we'd use our Ryobi So it doesn't need a generator. And then
the big mister needs a generator.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll have that. And then we need, that'd be over by our booth. We need a cooling area over by us.
Are we going to do ice and bottled water?
No, because we have the water truck.
Okay.
Yeah. But we should have the misters, set up and a shaded area, a booth for, and some chairs. So that
That's
if people,
what we did last year.
Yeah.
We put the white canopy by us with some chairs, the water bottles, and ice in there.
And I also need a table. I know we need one extra table.
Bianca got with you on tables and chairs? Bianca at the MSD?
Mm-mm. Tables and chairs for what?
Well, the MSD people were wondering about tables and chairs, and they didn't have enough. And I said, we have like a gazillion chairs.
Yeah, they should tell us how many they need.
Well, she was supposed to get back to me, but she's been told not to talk to me. So I was hoping that she would talk to you.
She might have messaged me later today. I'll have to look at my emails.
Maybe her and Mary Dean haven't quite decided yet.
Okay. Lindsay, do you know if MSD is doing a separate, are they just going to be an extension of us, of our table? Do they need their own for that night?
Right. I was talking with Richard yesterday, and I believe that they're having their own setup.
Okay.
Who, the MSD?
Yeah.
They have down as a separate booth.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And then the long-range planners have a separate booth. And then the stormwater has a separate booth that they all want to be together.
Okay.
And it's on, I put that on the list.
Okay. I know we need one extra table. There's going to be some artwork going on back here, but they need a table so that the public who are participating, we have a place to put the items for them to use. So I know we need to bring one extra table that we're not counting for us. Does that make sense?
Well, we're loading on Friday, so we can figure out what we need to load the trailer.
Okay.
But I don't think we should be supplying everybody with tables and chairs. It should be
or
providing their own.
And stuff they need
if we've already promised stuff, then I guess we have to now. But
well, the table for the artwork, I mean, that's something that the city's putting on. It's part of the city.
What is the artwork?
They're having a
painting.
Yeah, it'd be paint. It's called graffiti.
called
graffiti artwork.
So we're going to want to clarify with them. Expecting us to provide them a table and chairs and all
no.
that?
They just need a table. They just would need a table to put the art supplies on there.
So Friday we'll get the trailers back ready.
I mean, it's part of the event. What I'm saying is
the tables are already in there.
Okay.
Along with the
I mean, what I'm talking about is this is part of the event. This is part of what we're doing for the event.
Right.
Why the artists and everything and the singers and
we just don't have
providing their own canopy.
Well,
they needed one.
Right. No. Yeah. No. The canopy and the cooling, the one cooling
we've lost.
The Ryobi we'll use in there is for. We've got dancers coming. We've got a singer who's at the end, the last hour. That's what that's for.
The trailer already has a bunch of tables and chairs.
Yeah. It does.
Won't be that big of a deal.
Okay.
You can always just do it on the sidewalk.
So is there going to be booths that charge for items and then the free booths too? Yes. The question is, are you going to keep the free booths all together?
That's what.
And the paid ones?
Yes.
Yeah. So the paid any paid booth would be on the east side of the skate park parking lot.
Okay.
The anything that's non paid, informational, fun, whatever, would be on the west side of the skate park parking lot.
Just in case
someone
comes up to our booth and is like, which one?
Yeah.
So
yes. That's why we wanted to keep them separate. So the paid ones, some of them will be food. I mean, like cookies or desserts. The food trucks are over there by themselves. But the fact that they're a retail booth, they'll be over here on this side.
Sure.
And then the market stuff. And then the non just information. Anything that's free will be on the left side. As I'm thinking in my head, it's on the left side. The west side. sorry. Thanks. All right. Is there anything else anybody can think of? I'm, like you said, we'll be, Friday is the cutoff for the food, you know. I think the food trucks are okay. They're not the ones giving me grief. It's the food booths that the health department's give, not giving me grief, giving them grief, which is fine, actually. I don't have a problem with it.
Do we have any more than what she said now? The first list?
No, those are the ones, and I think two of them have responded that they're in the process, well, three. They're in the process of getting it fixed. You know, we've talked to Sharples, the North Pole, you know about that. Anyway.
I knew about him.
Yeah. Anyway, so. I have a feeling the one that pulled out was, I sent him the list of things that needed to be done, and they just went, we won't be there. And I said, okay.
Because they're not legal.
That's right. And that's okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of that.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Friday, Sue, is there any, besides loading the truck, is there any responsibility that I need to worry about doing on Friday?
We need to charge the Ryobi battery. Which I believe is on the truck.
If you have the generator there.
I know, but for the other two.
For Joel's.
But the Ryobi we want charged, and we'll put that in the...
What time is load on Friday?
So, Joel?
Yeah.
Do you need help Friday to load the trailer?
What's that?
Do you need help Friday to load the trailer?
What do you mean loading the trailer?
I have a bunch of stuff in my house that needs to go in the trailer.
We can come get that and take it over there. I'm not pulling the trailer.
I'm taking the trailer, but we got to make sure we have everything we need in it.
Yeah.
Do you want help Friday? Do I need to show up Friday and help?
What time?
What time?
What time works for everybody?
I'm off. I would be home after 2 o'clock. I'm not a lot of help, but I am help.
So, 2 o'clock Friday?
What are you available? What are you available? Okay.
See who he cares about more. I'm not offended, though.
I could do it earlier, but that's fine. 2 o'clock works.
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
Be there? Okay. What time will you be available tomorrow that Edward and I can come get all that stuff and I'll haul it over?
You know what? I'll have it in my garage, and I can just give you my code. My husband will be there, but I can give you my code to my garage. I'll just park my car. I'm going to park my car on the street. I wouldn't be there tomorrow, so.
Right.
I'm going to pull it in the garage. I'll just have it all stacked. It's obvious where it is.
I saw the picture.
And these were the bags. I brought one for everybody here.
Just text me your code, just in case.
I will.
Edward and I will just... Sometimes we'll call her and take it off.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'll make sure everything's out there.
A couple of those dollars.
These are the bags that I ordered. We don't have any more of the Kearns bags. I, in a mad panic, just so they have something to take their stuff in. And I have a ton of these.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I ordered these.
Free is free.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And I thought they were pretty nice for, you know, the last minute. And they got a little snap. And they're reusable. You know, I don't know. I thought
they're fine.
It was a panic purchase. I did it. That's it.
Bags did you order?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember. I could tell you.
More than 500?
Yeah, oh yeah. In fact, I know how many. I got 1,000. So I got 10 times 100.
$10 money.
Huh? $10. Oh yeah, no, it wasn't off this card.
Michael has the sign though.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Anyway, all right. Does anybody have any questions? Are we clear on everything? I'll meet up to meet you guys at the storage unit on my way home from work. Lindsay, might not be right at 2, but I'll be there.
The city?
I can absolutely do
that. Okay. And the dunk tank. You're talking. You're still willing to do the dunk tank? Will be the very beginning, at 5 o'clock. Jesse will be in it from 5 to 5:30. what? Yeah.
I'll take a shift.
Do you want to be dunked? Oh. Really?
Actually,
there should be a line to be dunked, you know.
They should pay extra to get in there.
I know. I tried to get Levi to do it. He said no. He turned me right down.
I know. So he's doing 5 to 5:30.
What?
So he's doing 5 to 5:30.
Yeah. And then he has to go home and get pretty.
Absolutely. I was like, and then, so I can do 5:30 to 6?
Yeah. And I think that's all we have. I think we only have...
For an hour.
I think it's an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a matter of...
Jesse's just going to get back in.
Well, you don't get out. You just get back up on the thing.
I've done it. Duct tape.
Before. Have you done it before?
I
love it.
I love it. First duct tape. No, I did it for a job that I had forever ago.
That's cute.
It's fun. It's interesting. You just don't wear white.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't wear white. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm excited, and it's donations, food donations. Anyway, so that'll be fun. Okay. Anyway, anybody have any questions?
That sounds great.
Anyway, if you guys want to come, you know, like I said, we'll be there at 4. We'll take you anytime. Just you'll know our tent. Well, you know what we look like, and our tent will be set up. It'll say Kearns Community Council on it. Yeah, and we would love for any help. You guys are just awesome, and we're so excited to have you join us. Thank you.
So here's the light bulbs.
Oh yeah, thank you. These are the light bulbs.
Light bulbs. And from what I understand, it's going to be one for household Kearns only, mm-hmm. one for household. Mm-hmm. And what they're going to do is people
gonna
have
register
to
them.
Fill out their personal information, mm-hmm. name, address, phone number.
Because they want to keep track of where they're all located. Yeah, yeah.
That. And then they get one, and they're using that data to see where they all end up going.
Kind of map them out in Kearns. I know, it's pretty cool.
I refuse to put one on my
just text me tomorrow.
All right. They're going to be passed out. The city's going to be passing them out, one per household. The idea is, it's called Light Up Kearns. Yeah, Light Up Kearns. You know, so people can have, it's a dawn to dusk light bulb, so they can put it in their front porch light. You don't have to worry about turning it off and on. You know, it helps. You know,
they sell them at Walmart too.
Yeah. And we have a lot of goodies. You know, we have different goodies we'll be passing out that night. And anyway, I have all the water bottles at my house. That's what's on my front step. All right. Great. No, I'm just kidding. No, thank you everyone for coming. This concludes our meeting.
So I'll make a motion?
I'll be glad. Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.
I apologize, I always forget that part. I know, I'll get this eventually. Thank you everyone.
Sign it in, get away.